Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's readings remind us to remain strong and firm in the faith and persevering in good works. And the reminder is to recall the great things that God has done, the miracles, the signs, in order to keep firm in the faith. And then an exhortation to persevere in good works. The responsorial psalm says, I remember the deeds of the Lord, right? And it's talking about the works and wonders of old. And this is the same thing we see in the first reading, Moses saying to all the people, remember the great things that God has done for you, the miraculous things that he did in Egypt, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes. All this you were allowed to see, that you might know the Lord is God, and there is no other. This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on earth below, and that there is no other. Okay? By calling to mind the miracles, the great things that God has done for them, and that they even witnessed, this is to help them to keep firmly fixed in their heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and the earth below. And the same thing is very useful for us. We should call to mind every now and then what God has done, the great things he has done even recently. Think about the miracle of the sun at Fatima, the miracles and the signs in the life of Padre Pio, these ongoing miracles at Lanciano, the Eucharistic miracle at Lanciano, the incorrupt bodies of the saints, the miraculous images of Our Lady, like Our Lady of Guadalupe, the Shroud of Turin, all of these things, these signs, that we might have fixed in our heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and the earth below. And then, as a consequence, you must keep his statutes and commandments, which I enjoin on you today, so that we have faith and then the works that follow faith, keeping God's commandments, doing good works, living virtuous lives. And now our Lord in the Gospel, again exhorting us to good works, puts it a different way, that we need to remember our end, what is coming. He says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his immortal soul? Right? Remember the end that is coming. Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. To remember that judgment is coming. The end, death, and judgment is coming. Therefore, good works, faith, and good works. And we see this supernatural way of life in the lives of the blesseds that we celebrate today, these Franciscan martyrs, Blessed Agathangelus and Cassian. The great faith that they had, which moved them to give their lives entirely to God by becoming Franciscans, Capuchins, and then going to the missions into Egypt, trying to reconcile the Coptics to the unity of the church, and then on to Ethiopia, right? All the sufferings, the labors, the toils. Why? Because of their great faith. And great faith becomes heroic when it's elevated by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, counsel and fortitude, and it moves them. They are moved by the Holy Spirit to give their lives, which they did. They shed their blood for the faith, to reconcile those who are separated and to bring into the church those who have never heard of Christ. So their faith followed by works, and they were worthy to receive the martyr's crown. For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Now think about the repayment that these blessed Franciscans received for their faith and for their great works. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Christus.